Hi, everybody. Kurt Schlichter here for Unredacted Town Hall VIP podcast that we are recording after Arena just said, I'm going straight to the meat next time. Because we were at a steakhouse. And it's a Mexican steakhouse, as it calls itself. Which... Which means it sneaks over the border into Manhattan Beach. No, that's not true. I'm just being a bad person there. I'm going to go to that one up here because it's easier to walk into. And also because I couldn't make a left turn across four lanes and die.
What was that? There was a veterinary clinic.
There's lots of veterinary clinics. Did you know veterinary prices are up 60%?
Oh, yes. I do
know. Yes, we know that. We know that because Barky and Vikey are very expensive dogs. And this leads to a political thing. Because, sometimes people go, Kurt, I love when you talk about your left. I love when you talk about cultural issues and stuff. No one ever says that. But sometimes they say, Kurt, we want to get back to the politics.
That's what I thought.
Well, okay. The politics are shit's expensive. The economy sucks. Yeah. Unless you've got money in the stock market. And that seems to be going up. Thank you, Elon Musk. I bought Tesla.
Oh, you did?
I bought Tesla. I bought Tesla 10 years ago. That's why I'm wearing this bowler hat and I have a monocle and a cigar. Second place at a beauty contest. I collect $10. Look, my theory is it's how we met. You were first place. I think we're getting off target with a lot of the, Tulsi Gabbard and Hegseth, defense and DEI stuff. The real secret for Trump, and he just appointed his treasury guy and his budget guy, is the economy. He has got to get the economy squared away. If the economy is not good, if we don't make America 80s again, I think he's done in 2026. We lose the House, lose the Senate.
Yeah.
Now, he could do it. We know how to do it.
Well, my friend who very enthusiastically voted for him said she really hopes that the economy gets turned around.
And this is a person who was not born here. And
but that was...
Was it the first time she voted?
I believe so, yeah.
You actually helped her.
Yeah.
In the sense you're like, okay. Here's what you do with a ballot. You fill out what you want. What do you want? Filled in Trump. And
But she said just recently to me, we need to help with the economy. People are afraid their kids are not going to be able to buy houses. They're not going to be about the American dream.
The thing is, I am a boomer by 1 week, right? I was born 1 week before the end of the baby boom. So, yes, I'm turning 60 in December. I don't feel 60. Don't even get me started. But the thing is, I managed to get a lot of the advantages that boomers, I missed a lot of the bullshit that younger people have taken. So, I was able to do things. I was able to start companies and do that kind of
stuff. That's true. That's true. But we weren't able to buy a house until we were older than like our parents were when they.
Oh, my dad bought a house at like 27 or 8.
Yeah, we were much older. So.
Yeah, he bought a house on San Francisco's peninsula for 5 figures. Yeah. Dad.
Yeah, I mean, that was. Yeah.
Way to go, Dad. Yeah, I think I just don't like that young people don't seem to have the opportunity. Trump's got to give them that, or Trump is toast, which is
world.
That's got to be on your list.
It is.
You got to get regular toast and sourdough.
I got it.
Because I don't.
It's on my list.
I don't eat white bread, baby.
All right. See you later. Go drive around. Okay.
I'm going to do the podcast. Bye. She'll be back.
Yeah.
Eventually. But no, this is what we have to do. We have got to get the economy going. And part of that is cutting the federal budget. And if you look at the federal budget right now, debt service is growing so much, it's almost going to be more than what we spend on the military. I mean, it is just unsustainable to maintain the kind of spending we're doing. We're spending like 30% more than we take in. You can't do that. And nobody wants to say, wait a minute, we're gonna do it. And there's no way to tax that much out of people. Because what you're essentially doing, right, to get that deficit is doubling the income tax. Which, of course, doesn't double the income tax. If you said we're doubling the tax rates, you would not get much more money. You might get a little more money, but you wouldn't get much more money because all these things have an effect. If you raise tax rates, you quell economic activity. If you quell economic activity, what happens to income? There's less of it to be taxed. And stupid people like Elizabeth Liawatha Warren, who's allegedly an economics professor, but I think she's just a retard. Well, from the retard Trump. The problem is we spend too much money on things. And that's why I love the idea of Doge. And I think what they have to do is look at things systemically. And the system, you know, you can't just say, hey, I found where we're, we're doing, $100,000 for a study of lubricated gerbils, the Richard Gere Institute of Advanced Erotic Activities. Okay. Okay. That sounds ridiculous. Yeah. Let's cut that out. You're down $100,000. What about the other $2 trillion you need to cut? No, you've got to cut things systemically. You've got to figure out how to do things systemically. And, Social Security is a huge portion. Medicare is a huge portion. The military is a huge portion. And I know a lot of conservatives love spending money on the military. Okay. And we need to spend a lot of money on the military. But the idea we're just going to throw money at the military and it'll get better is wrong. It has to be smart. It has to be smarter. There's no way you can buy an effective military. You can just buy a lot of stuff and pay way too much for it and have it mostly not work or not support your strategy. Okay. The strategy that we need in place needs to be one we can afford. And it went, it used to be, all right, let's figure out our strategy, and then we just spend the money necessary for it. I think we got a different world now. I think we have to look at it from the other direction, which is what is a strategy that we can afford? Okay? What's a strategy we can afford? And I submit it's not paying for fucking Ukraine's war. All right? We can't do that. That's got to end. But the Doge thing needs to look at systems. How can we make Social Security more effective? And little efficiencies. If you make it 5% more efficient, that's an incredible amount of money. An incredible amount of money. Take a look at things like kidney dialysis, which my dad was on for years. Did you know kidney dialysis costs 1% of the federal budget? 1% of the federal budget pays for kidney dialysis. How can we do this better? So we're not spending 1% of our money on kidney dialysis. Again, I like kidney dialysis. It kept my dad alive for a long time. It is a miracle that helps lots of people. But what I'd like to see from Doge is how can we make that system better and a more systemic approach other than, well, how do we just deliver the service? That is, how do we give people, kidney dialysis? What I would like to see is start from the beginning, systemically, what can we do to make it so fewer people need kidney dialysis? Is there research out there helping people to get their kidneys functioning again? Are there new drugs, new techniques, new procedures, new things that will let people not have to do kidney dialysis? Are there alternative treatments? Are there alternative ways of doing kidney dialysis? I don't know the answers to any of this. These are examples. But that's what I'd like to see from DOGE, which is not to look at the problems as, well, here's a budget item that's $1 million. Let's just make it $600,000. Yes, there needs to be some of that, but that's not, you don't need geniuses like Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy to do that, okay? You need them to look at it and go, why do we need to be spending this at all? Are there other ways that we can accomplish what needs to be accomplished at a radically lesser amount? And a lot of this stuff, remember, the Democrats are a party of government employees and government employee unions. And we need to, you know, crush them. Trump should outlaw government employee unions day fucking one. Okay? And I think we need to, maybe not for military people, but, you know, I would love to see DOGE look at a better retirement program for government employees. Because let's face it, government employees get a freaking pension for the rest of their lives. Okay? That's not, you know, and then they retire at like 50. All right. Maybe we need to, go to a defined benefit, a non-defined benefits plan like the like everybody else has. Because there's nobody out there with a pension. I got a pension because of military. I think you need it for the military because of the danger, because of the physical nature of it. I also think the military pension plan should be looked at carefully. And I think a lot of the veterans stuff should be looked at carefully. We maintain a giant veterans infrastructure that you know, and I've been to the VA. Okay, I have a VA disability rating. It's very low because I'm not very disabled, but I've got, you know, a couple physical issues from the military that you know have affected life functions. Okay, you can back in now, lady. I'm in a Trader Joe's parking lot, and when people pull in here, their IQ instantly drops like freaking 30 points. I don't understand why everybody in a Trader Joe's is like a borderline clinical retard, but there you are. They are, including me, because I'm just kind of sitting here parking, waiting for Arena in the middle of everything. People are looking at me funny. Anyway, but we need to look at veteran stuff. We need to look at it systematically, and we need to, I always say shrink the size of government. Government does too much. The question has to be, what are we doing? Like the Department of Education, right? Where do your kids get taught? They get taught in your local school district. Who does all the stuff in the school district, from sweeping up the vomit to, you know, passing out the textbooks? It's your local school district. Why is there a federal government to do it? Well, it's to enforce the regulations. There don't need to be that many regulations. And you really don't need too many people enforcing them. You know, a lot of this is a self-licking ice cream cone, which is a kind of a gross image. But, you know, we have regulations that need to be enforced, so we have people to enforce them who generate more regulations. There's no interest on the part of these people to ever finish their job, to ever get it done, for it ever to be right. Don't call me. I got to tell Arena, don't call me, because if you do, it's going to disrupt this wonderful recording. So she's going to come over. She almost called me. Anyway, we have to really look and redefine what the federal government does. And do we need another layer of bureaucracy like the Department of Education? Well, who's going to enforce, you know, making sure that people are sharing their pronouns in school. I don't think we should be enforcing that. You know, these are not justifications. The job that they want to do, and I was talking about the Department of Education. You were a teacher.
I was a teacher, yeah.
Where do the things that actually involve education happen? They happen at the district, right? Or the school itself?
Yes. Yeah.
Did the federal government ever come and give you anything besides freaking pay in the ass?
What do you mean? Come to me directly and give me anything? No.
Were they ever part of anything?
No. No.
No. So we have a whole department dedicated to replicating the job that should be done at the local level, not even the state level. I don't even know if you need a state department of education.
Well, right. I mean, this is all, well, education is the responsibility of education by the state. I mean, I didn't realize that a state doesn't even have to offer education.
Well, like California doesn't, unless you're a white kid.
But I mean, I didn't know that.
I mean,
Well, I became a teacher, and then I was like, oh, that's interesting.
Well, look,
I have to stay at Google.
Let's be clear. You mommies here in like the fairly affluent South Bay would not tolerate bad schools. Because
we could afford private schools.
Well, but that, no. They force Caden and Ashley. Need to be able to get into a decent university, and you freaking principals are going to make sure that happens.
Well, that is true.
Yeah, I mean, the parents around here watch the rankings of these schools.
Oh, yeah.
They're like, really? You were 48 out of, like, 2050. Yeah, why are you only 48? Why aren't you 25?
That's a big deal here. But what I'm saying is that's a state responsibility.
Well, it is a state responsibility, but it's powered by local parents who have different levels of interest.
No.
The rich board mommies out here in Shreve.
The special programs and stuff, we get money from the federal government.
Well, maybe that needs to be local money. Maybe that needs to be state money. Because you know what? There's a lot of federal money that goes to the states.
Yes.
There's an enormous amount. That's like 10% of the budget. It is money that the feds collect and then send out to the states as grants.
We need to prove that we were doing whatever.
Well, how about you not prove it to the feds? How about California decide what it needs in taxes for that? Well, we'd have to raise taxes. Yeah, but the feds will lower it. And you don't have to raise taxes. You can figure out our different ways to deliver these services.
I mean, I have no problem with having public education. It's just, it's not great. I keep looking at the Baltimore school.
Oh, yeah, where they have 20 schools and zero kids are proficient.
That's so wrong.
Well, you know,
Evil to allow that to continue.
Well, failure is a choice. Like I would say to a New York woman who's getting the shit beaten out of her by a hobo on the subway, as I sit there and go, tut, 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 you fucking voted for this. And I say, why don't you help me? Daniel Perry, I'm not going to jail.
Yeah.
Because you voted to allow hobos to beat the shit out of you on the subway. You know, some of the cop witnesses were women that he freaking tried to save. That he was trying to help.
And
They were prosecution witnesses.
Oh, God. Seriously?
Oh, you know, he was hurting that guy. I didn't like it. Oh, okay. All right. Whore. Bitch. Worse words.
Yeah.
No, I told you the other day, if we're on a subway and I see some woman getting the shit kicked out of her, and she's not you. So on her fucking own. I'm not giving up my livelihood, my freedom, for some dumb, dizzy broad who voted for Democrats. Well, maybe she didn't vote for Democrats. Oh, well, you know, that's a chance I'm willing to take. See, I don't think you're going to fuck with me because I'm, you know, 200-some pounds. But, you know, I vote to protect weaker people. Weaker people vote not to be protected.
This is though also saying that he was threatening. I mean, I did read some of that. Some of these witnesses saying he was threatening them and he did get out of control.
Hey. Oh, well. You know, he's going to get convicted, mark my words, because people in New York are retarded. And my feeling is, now you get the thing. And if somebody gets beaten to death in front of me, sorry. You've made your choice. You've told me, don't interfere. You told me, if you interfere in this, I will take everything you've ever earned. I will take your freedom. You'll go to jail for the rest of your life. And I'm not willing to make that sacrifice for fucking Democrats.
As a woman, if I lived in New York, I would take the risk of getting on a subway.
Well, you know, a lot of them don't have a lot of choices, yeah. But they do have a choice at the ballot box, and they make a bad one.
It's
so
just
fuck
sad because you know, we were just in Paris recently, and I've taken
Paris is
by myself, and I felt very safe.
Well, where we were, you were very safe. They're bad areas.
Yes, but I didn't go into, but I did go throughout the city with on my own.
Yeah, but you know.
And it was
stupid Americans, many of them, a majority of them women, because more women vote for Democrats than men, have decided that they would want to live in a freaking urban jungle. And I'm sorry for you and the pain that your choices are going to cause, but don't look at me to freaking rescue you. I'm not going to risk anything. Anything. For Democrats.
The modern day Democrat woman, though, is just a complete fool.
Let her, you know, and that's true here in L.A. too.
Foolish. They're just fools. I'm
not, oh, wait, we now have a better D.A.
Yes.
We have a better D.A. coming.
Finally.
All right. Nathan Hochman, who.
At least we kind of wised up a bit.
Well, I mean, we still have an LAPD that's, we're not going to assist with any deportations. Mm-hmm. You know, I remember when the LAPD beat the living shit out of criminals. Okay. You know. I remember when you didn't F around, or you got F'd up.
Are they not going to assist when it's some murderer, murdering illegal who needs to be deported? I mean, are they?
Yes. No, they're happy. Like they did with Lincoln Riley when LAPD, it was somebody else.
They need to. I mean, we need to make sure people are aware.
No, people are aware. They've just chosen to vote for Democrats. Honey, you can't claim ignorance on these things. You know what you're voting for. If you vote for a Democrat, you are voting for crime and to support criminals. That's your choice. There's no,
yeah, I
just, no wishy-washy shit.
People around here really understand that.
Well, they don't understand it here because the cops actually defend our area. I mean, you know, we've driven a couple miles while we're doing this. I didn't see any hobos. Because if you're a Manhattan Beach cop or Dondo Beach cop, Hermosa Beach cop,
yeah,
you see a hobo, there's going to be four cop cars. He's going to be on the side of the road.
Yeah.
And I see that occasionally. I see it more than I see hobos just walking along. Because they're not going to let the chaos that these dipshits that we live around generate actually come and bite them. The pain is for the poor people.
But they both,
yes, but the pain, but yeah, the pain is borne by the poor people, the black people,
yeah,
the immigrant people, the Mexican people, and they, you know, these fucking frigid housewives who like their oaky buttery Chardonnay, ugh, lowest form of life. They don't care. Women, you know, women can be freaking evil.
They don't realize how it affects.
Look at the little doggy.
Nobody wants to live in chaos. Nobody wants to live with crime. No one. No immigrant. Not even.
Well, the people who vote for it here don't care. Now, the people who live in the, you know, ghetto and vote for Democrat, you know, screw you. You've done it to yourself. But I'm just, you know, I gotta tell you, I'm getting pretty salty. I'm getting salty about this stuff. I wish things weren't like that, and we have a chance to change it. Donald Trump, you know, he can change the vibe in America. And remember in the 80s when being called liberal was an insult?
Yeah.
That's why they call them liberals anymore. They call them progressives.
Communists.
They're fucking communists. Yeah. the good old days. Anyway, that is my unredacted town hall VIP special broadcast. Hope you guys have a happy Thanksgiving. Who are you cooking? You're cooking.
Yeah, I'm cooking.
Yeah, you're cooking. You're cooking a lot.
I'm cooking.
You're cooking with gas.
No, man.
I just wanted to say that.
And I am.
Oh, yeah. We're cooking with gas while we can. I've got Go Read the Attack Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. I've got some good stuff coming up this week at Town Hall. You'll love it. And follow me on Twitter at Kurt Schlichter.
All right.
Thanks a lot. Thanks for being a VIP member. Adios. Bye.